Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, all perfectly packaged together with a nice bow on top to help educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness and health and longevity journey. This week's weekly coaching session, it's all about omega-3 fatty acids. This is the crucial importance of why I think everybody should be paying attention to their consumption or supplementation of omega-3 fatty acids. And I really wanted to touch on this for a couple different reasons. You know, in the realm of nutrition, you know, there are certain categories that I think deserve a lot of attention or focus, like protein. You know, you notice I've got multiple shows on just the consumption of protein. Minerals and magnesium. You notice I have multiple shows on the consumption or supplementation of electrolytes, specifically sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Vitamin D. I should probably do a whole show just on vitamin D. Maybe we'll do that next week. And then, of course, like micronutrients, you know, all the different micronutrients we need. And one of those being today's topic, which is so important, is omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, okay? Omega-3s is, you can look at it this way. It's like the anti-inflammatory oil that lubricates all the pistons and calipers and joints in the body. All these processes are going on, and omega-3 fatty acids in circulation is like the oil that makes them all glide and work together. From our brain to our body to our immune system, we're going to talk about inflammation and how omega-3 fatty acids decrease that inflammation. All right. And you know that this entire show, you guys have heard me say it many, many times, this entire show is pretty much based around an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. There's not a better thing you can do for your health than decrease chronic inflammation. I'm going to say that again. There is not a better thing you can do for your health than decrease chronic inflammation. You can do all the exercise, training, sleep, supplements, all the different stuff. But if you are chronically inflamed and you're not dealing with that first, I can promise you your health will not be as optimal as it could be if you prioritize anti-inflammation living. Okay. So let's first talk about the consumption of or supplementation of EPA and DHA. Primarily we're talking about wild-caught salmon, sardines, mackerel, different sources of seafood. You can also get them from phytoplankton, krill oil, things like that. That's like the vegan kind of way to get omega-3s. There is a way to do that. It's far less efficient than eating these wild-caught fish. And then for those people who hate fish and they don't want to eat seaweed, well, you can also supplement with like I use Thorn EPAs, and they have about four different types of EPA and DHA. And it's because they have four different types that really spurred me into researching what are the studies that they are basing these four different supplements off of. I've always known omega-3s were important. I've always heard their benefits, but really diving into the research, it's a serious eye-opener, for sure on how crucial these things are for us. And I've had a really good habit, and I'm not toot my own horn or anything, but I've had a really good habit over the last few years of just making sure two or three times a week I'm eating salmon, I'm eating sardines, I'm eating mackerel. First of all, I really like those things, so it's easy for me to do that. Second of all, it's not a hard thing to do to consume these things rather than buying the supplement. And let me be super clear. Although, yes, this show is sponsored by supplements, I would rather have my clients and my listeners eat or consume omega-3s through wild-caught fish because it's much more bioavailable. It's a little bit, to me, it's healthier because you're getting the combination of vitamin D and calcium, magnesium, and these other minerals that are in these wild-caught fish. especially the ones like sardines and mackerel that have the bones in them. But it's just more bioavailable. And it's really interesting. If you crack open a can of sardines or mackerel or tuna, or I'm sorry, tuna. Tuna does have omega-3s in it, yes. But tuna also has mercury in it. And you want to be really careful on how often you're consuming tuna. I'm not demonizing tuna, like we should never have it. But however, I try to consume tuna like once a month at best. And it's just because mercury is not something that you want to have accumulate in your tissues. And that's literally why the warning labels are on there. And if, trust me, if the government or the FDA, the Food Drug Administration, which is basically the government, if they actually put a warning on something that says that you should probably, you know, be weary of how much you consume this, that should be a major red flag. Because when they actually warn about something, that means there's some serious research behind this thing in particular being detrimental for human consumption. So not demonizing like tuna as a whole, it's just that the state of the world that we're in today, tuna has become a large source of mercury. Tuna, swordfish, your really, really big fish are the fish that carry the most mercury. Also, you know what? I'm going to do a whole show on mercury amalgams too, because a lot of people have mercury fillings. And there's a lot of misinformation out there when it comes to the safety of these mercury fillings. And they have been shown to actually release toxic vapor and mercury into our system, into your brain, okay? Look up mercury and Alzheimer's disease. It's not something that you want to play with at all. Okay, so I'll get off my tuna soapbox. And I'll get back to talking about wild-caught fish like salmon, sardines, mackerel, anchovies. These type of sources of omega-3s are rich. And you know, you pop open a can of these things and you can literally see the oils floating on the surface of the water that's in there. And those are the omega-3s. Those are the fatty acids that come out of that fish that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, okay? So let's just go over some of the research that was associated. There is so much literature on omega-3 fatty acids. And if this podcast doesn't clue you in enough, all you have to do is a simple YouTube search or Google search or whatever, and you'll see tons and tons of videos that highlight even more of this type of research. But let's first talk about the brain. All right, there was a 2022 meta-analysis that looked at 9 different studies. So a meta-analysis, just to be clear, is where they do an entire review of all the major studies on this topic. So in particular, we're looking at a meta-analysis that the researchers sat down and they looked at 9 different studies on the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on human brains, okay? And over the course of this 9 studies, there was over 1,300 different participants. And the participants were 65% of them were either given omega-3 fatty acids or 30% of them were given a placebo, all right? And what they found was the ingestion of omega-3s were found to increase learning, increase memory, increase cognitive well-being, and increase blood flow to the brain, which, by the way, blood flow to the brain is like the number one problem with Alzheimer's and dementia, is you're losing blood flow to the brain and the areas of the brain are therefore dying off, okay? So this huge meta-analysis in 2022 is when this was done. They looked at 9 different studies, and that was what their conclusions were, is that omega-3, the people who were not given the placebo, the people that actually consumed and supplemented omega-3 fatty acids over a long period of time, had increased scores in learning, memory, cognitive well-being. That's just another term of basically saying like, your mood and your ability to cognitively perform day in and day out was better. And then, of course, the kicker for me was the blood flow to the brain. I mean, just staggering that this fatty acid has the ability to increase blood flow to your brain. Okay, mic drop. Now, let's talk about athletes for a second. This was a 2023 meta-analysis that looked at whether or not omega-3s were shown to improve athletic performance, all right? Here's what they found. Quote, the beneficial effects of EPA and DHA include controlling inflammation, supporting the nervous system, maintaining muscle mass after injury, and improving the training adaptation. Think about that for a second. Omega-3 fatty acids had the ability, when you compared athletes who supplemented with them or consumed them and who didn't, in other words, who had high levels of omega-3s in their system and who didn't, they had lower inflammation, they had a better nervous system, they had more muscle mass after injury, and they had a better training adaptation. Okay, there, I can't say enough about how much this type of research should motivate us as athletes or people who just want optimal health to make sure that this is an integral part of our nutrition plan, consuming regular omega-3 fatty acids. Let's look at another one, arthritis. This was a 2023 meta-analysis. This meta-analysis they looked at, and this is titled The Effect of Omega-3s for Patients with Osteoarthritis. Again, they looked at 9 different studies on over 2,000 people, and they showed that omega-3 supplementation is effective to relieve pain and improve joint function in those who suffered with osteoarthritis. All right. Again, 9 different studies on over 2,000 people fully concludes that there's no shadow of a doubt that omega-3s relieved pain in these people with arthritis and improved their joint function. Okay, let's talk about the immune system. 2013 study concluded that omega-3's role in the immune improved the immune response at the cellular level. 2002 study, omega-3 fatty acids were shown to be anti-inflammatory in nature and therefore had a decrease in autoimmune disease activity. So basically what we're talking about here is inflammation decreases cellular immune function. So when you have high inflammation, your cell's immune system works poorly. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory in nature, so they lower the cell's inflammatory nature. And remember that our cells are made out of fatty acids. So anybody who tells you that we should go on a low-fat diet, just remember, we are made of these 10 trillion cells, estimated, and our cells, the nucleus of our cell is made out of fat. And this happens to be one of the healthiest fats that we can consume. So this happens to be a fat that is anti-inflammatory. And when you de-inflame the cell, the immune system works better. Okay, so this is a simple way to explain how omega-3s improve immune system function. What about hormone function? Okay, 2004 study found that increased omega-3 fatty acid consumption facilitated pregnancy in women that suffered with infertility. So just these women who suffered with infertility, they had results with pregnancy with increased consumption of omega-3 fatty acids. There's also a couple studies that talked about the role in which omega-3 fatty acids helped with progesterone and estrogen in women that had hormonal dysfunction. What about weight loss? Okay, this was a controversial one. In fact, 2022, they did a very small study. This small study actually spurred for a push for more studies to be done on this specific topic of weight loss and omega-3 fatty acids. So they had like 40 adults. They actually gave them a one-to-one group, basically. So half the group got omega-3 fatty acids, half the group didn't. The one group that had omega-3 fatty acid consumption or supplementation, they lost more overall fat mass and more belly fat than the group who was also doing the same weight loss program that wasn't supplementing or paying attention to omega-3 fatty acids. So both groups are on a weight loss plan, the same weight loss plan, but the group that supplemented with omega-3 fatty acids, they lost more fat mass off their whole body and they lost more abdominal belly fat than the other group. Again, this was so controversial that it spurred the push for more studies on omega-3 fatty acids and its association with weight loss. And so, must I go on? Are there more studies? Yes. I could have sat here for hours and pulled the research on all the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. Here's a research project for you. Try to find some research that says that omega-3 fatty acids are detrimental for us as humans. You cannot find any. So this is like a wonder fat. This is like a it's like a wonder fat that we cannot go wrong with. And it's simply by doing two things. You can either consume more wild-caught small fish like salmon, sardines, mackerel, anchovies, or you can supplement. And supplementing is easier for most people who either hate fish or they just don't want to prioritize kind of always having to eat this fish two or three times a week. Which, by the way, I mean, it's not a hard thing to do. Two or three times a week has been shown to keep adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Also, there's tests that you can run. I'm not sure if Thorne has one or not. If you go on Thorne's website, you can look at their tests. Like, I know they have a fertility test, they have a hormone panel, they have a gut panel, they have lots of panels. I'm not sure if they have an omega-3 fatty acid one. But you can run a test to look at your omega-3 fatty acid ratio. So, just to be clear, I think this is important. I got a few minutes left. I want to break this down. We're talking about getting your omega-3 fatty acid profile up. Why is that good for the body? Well, because we have to take in two types of omega fatty acids, omega-6 and omega-3. There's also omega-9 too, so I guess technically there's three, but for this sake of this conversation, let's just focus on omega-6 fatty acids and omega-3 fatty acids. All right? These are polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, omega-6 is you could I don't want to say they're bad because we have to have them, but let's just say that they're highly associated with inflammatory oils like soybean oil, vegetable oil, rapeseed oil, canola oil, all your cottonseed oil, peanut oil, all these like highly processed oils that are not cold pressed. See, like we have to think in terms of cold pressed oils like avocado, coconut, olive oil, things like that. Cold pressed means that they're minimally processed to get that oil. These other, vegetable oils, we'll just classify them all as vegetable oils. They have to be highly refined and highly processed and heated and all this stuff. They cannot be cold pressed like you can an avocado, an olive, or a coconut. So that's what makes it's their highly processed nature that makes them inflammatory. Now, I can make the argument that the reason that if you look across the United States, 70 to 90% of people are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. I can make the argument that the reason why is because of the high consumption of omega-6 fatty acids from all the processed food. I'm not joking you. When next time you're in the health food store or any store, Walmart for that matter, pick up the foods and start reading the oils that are in them. Processed foods will always be paired with some sort of omega-6 fatty acid oil. Why? Because omega-6 fatty acid oils are really good preservatives. They preserve food on shelves for a long time. The problem with that is it makes them lots of money because the longer the food sits on the shelf, the more opportunity it has to be bought and consumed and then rebought, right? So the moral of the story here is that it suits their purpose to make this thing shelf stable, but it's highly inflammatory to us. We have to have omega-6 fatty acids, but we want to get them from natural sources, unprocessed sources, like just consuming nuts and seeds will give us the adequate level of omega-6 fatty acids that we need. But then also consuming like, walnuts has both omega-3 and omega-6. And then consuming these wild-caught fish, eggs, bison, even some of these things has omega-6s in them. Now, here's the difference, and I want to make this clear. Like, why does this animal, like a bison or a cow, why do they have omega-3 fatty acids in them? Well, because they're eating grass, and sunshine and grass are what's producing that omega-3, similar to the phytoplankton that's in the ocean that these small fish are eating and feeding on, and then eating other fish that are high and rich in those things. And that's what facilitates this buildup of omega-3 fatty acids. So in other words, you can do two things to increase your omega-3 ratio to omega-6. You can consume them, and then you can also decrease your consumption of omega-6 fatty acids from processed foods. And that's exactly what we're trying to say in this podcast, is decreasing your consumption of processed foods. It not only lowers your inflammation, but then it makes your omega-3s work better, because your omega-3s now have more in the system because you're not only consuming them, but you're also decreasing omega-6, which is working against your omega-3. Does that make sense? Am I making clear sense here? Like, decreasing omega-6 makes your omega-3 anti-inflammatory fats work better. So this twofold thing, decreasing omega-6 fatty acids and increasing omega-3 fatty acids, one of the most beneficial things we can do for our health. We just went over the brain health, athletic health, arthritic health, immune system, immune function, hormonal function, weight loss. There's more. Trust me, I could have went on for another 20 minutes on just the staggering amount of research that is on omega-3s. So before I babble on any farther on this topic, I think it's clear. I think I've made my point and I don't need to go on anymore. Omega-3 fatty acid consumption and supplementation should be focused on, and it should be a priority. So listen, Wild Planet Foods, I'm not associated with them in any way. They just happen to be my favorite source of mackerel, tuna. Sorry for that, folks. I didn't have my ringer turned off. Mackerel, tuna, salmon, sardines, all my favorite sources of these wild-caught fish are from Wild Planet Foods. Not only are they a sustainable company, they line catch all of their fish, so they don't use nets, which traps, you know, sea turtles and dolphins and these beautiful creatures. So that's another reason that I like to support their company. But let's say you just hate fish and you don't want to eat fish at all. And there, I know there's people like that, and I'm not going to force you to eat it. But you can also supplement. And Thorne has the Thorne Super EPA and DHA, the Thorne Advanced EPA and DHA, the Pro, and then the Prenatal. All of these were designed for people who were either deficient in EPA and DHA, or they were pregnant, or they were an athlete, and it was all based on these studies, right? So you can get 25% off the entire store at Thorne if you are a listener of this show and a client of mine and or both. So all you have to do is email me and say, hey, I'm a listener. Can I get 25% off? Email me at Muscles and Veggies. You'll find that in the show notes as well. Just click on that. Email me. Say, I want to join the invite list. I'll send you an invite that comes from Thorne, and then you can use that discount all the time, not just once, but that's 25% off the entire store. And I extend that to all my listeners of this show. But get your omega-3 game on point. I cannot say it enough. This is something that we can protect our mental health, our brain health. We can protect our bodies. We can protect our immune system. There's just so many benefits. We can't talk about it enough. So next week, we'll have another weekly coaching session from the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.